and I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we have a very, very spectacular show for you today. I hope everything goes off well. I came across an author who volunteered to come on the show, Stephen Kinzer. He's written a book that just blew my socks off, Poisoner-in-Chief, Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA Search for Mind Control. And, you know, I just started to go through his book a little bit and was inured to chase down another one, the brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and their secret world war. And, you know, I had to drive quite a ways to find a bookstore that had a couple of copies left and made a pilgrimage to go get them, because these texts, written by a mainstream researcher, author, a fellow who is with the New York Times, as a correspondent over the years, who writes syndicated columns for some of the big newspapers in the United States, like the Boston Globe, I believe, is hardly a conspiracy man. But the truth is the truth, and it does set us free. And a lot of the truth is deep, dark, and shadowy, as we know. And surrounded by such a bodyguard of lies, that, you know, we need jackhammers to even begin to break through the first layers of the truth, because they hold on to their lies like the vulture it's carrying, just clasped in the talons. They just will not let them go, no matter how hard you try and no matter how much truth you throw in their faces. They still linger and hold on to these lies, perpetuate them through generation after generation, and try to keep us imprisoned in this gilded cage that we call the nation state. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to these deep, dark recesses of archives to tell you to beware. Beware of unlimited power, because a lot of these events that we're going to talk about today came about in a country that was protected by a constitution and a Bill of Rights, shredded to pieces by these people in the most diabolical experiments that you could even imagine. They rivaled the Nazis and many others. They just didn't do it to that degree. But for the people who suffered, tell them, I've known some. Yes. You know, God would give you grace to come across stories. The story about MK Ultra, you know, I know an MK Ultra victim here in Canada. And ironically, you know, one woman I ministered to a lot, who had many, many, many troubles. And I always try to keep things on the light end with people who are clean. And one day, you know, she asked me what I was working on or doing, and, you know, I answered. And then she just chimed in and told me. Now I understand why she had so many problems and was weighted down so heavily. Her father worked on the MK Ultra project at McGill University in Montreal. He was one of the lead doctors. And then it all made sense on how the fallout from this even fractured their own families. And this is why it is so imperative for us who can handle the truth, the people who can be strong, to take the lead and the initiative in this and take it all the way to the liberation of the human mind and the human soul. Because if we don't do this, we're trapped in this paradigm that they've created for us. There was a great guest yesterday. I like to listen to Power Hour when I'm doing breakfast, because it's just that old-time thing when Joyce had a morning show, that I just loved to do my breakfast and listen to the news and hear the truth, or as close to the truth as we can find. And I was just so, so impressed with Stephen Williford yesterday, because there is no greater sacrifice, as you know, than for someone who would give their life to save the brethren. No greater sacrifice. That's how you totally, completely, it's like giving away all your assets to the poor. Follow Jesus. And to have an opportunity like that upon you is a great, great responsibility. A great calling. And that this man answered the call to the best of his abilities and did what he could to stop a horrible, horrible crime from being committed. Because ultimately, the power rests with we the people, the government, the executive, the Congress, the courts. They're our servants. They're not our masters. The people are the government. And one of the great, great problems with public education is they teach this from the outset, that the government is the executive, the Congress or parliaments, the members thereof, and the courts. Choke, choke, choke. No, 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 no. The other level of government, of course, is we the people. We're the government. These are the maids and servants, as one great caller used to call in the old days on Power Hour when Joyce was alive, and remind us of that fact. And she said it so steadfastly, like her words are just etched in my mind forever. And that's when I started to really look at this and perpetuate this, that is the power. We are the power. But it's unwieldy, uncomfortable to have millions and millions steering the ship of state. It's far better to have these contract agents. And that's what they are. They are contract agents. I wrote a piece a long, long time ago that got published by UPI, and I was quite a surprise, but it's basically the blueprint for revolution, because the contract is the Constitution. And when the powers break the contract by violating the Constitution, the contract is null and void. So you're no longer our leaders under contract law because you broke the contract. And we have the right to take our power back. And that's the whole crux of the matter with having the Second Amendment in the United States. And it was so good to see so many people show up in Virginia to just make that clearly plain. Because the lies tell us that it's like these guns talk to us and the voices come in our head and command us to open fire. Tens of thousands, most likely, of armed people were there. And it was a happy, happy, happy event because they were all predominantly respectful people, God-fearing people, Constitution-believing people, Bible-believing people, armed to the teeth. So what? Nothing's going to happen. And the big reason nothing's going to happen is because the powers of evil are gutless cowards. There isn't one of them going to stick his head up and look around with enough firepower to win a small war walking through the street. One thing I was very disappointed in the weekend before this happened was the blogosphere coming alive, telling people to stay away because there's going to be a false flag event. Well, I wouldn't for a minute expect that the enemy would stand down in the face of this and just say, I found the Lord, I surrender, I will uphold the Constitution. That isn't going to happen until, basically they're tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail, as they used to do in the good old days. It just isn't going to happen. So you have to expect that this is going to be there. But the only way it cannot come to fruition is that the streets are occupied by the patriots. And there's no room to move. One of the best pictures I found, but luck, was on Twitter, was the sheriffs marching. We support the Second Amendment, specifically Grayson County, Virginia Sheriff Richard Vaughn, and some of his deputies and citizens were in this march. So you have uniformed law enforcement in there. Go ahead, pull your false flag. They'll arrest you right there on the spot. So it's not going to fly. So why you would be encouraged to stand down at the most important event of the year and past few years just surprises me no end. The only way the Revolutionary War was won is because even if somebody said, don't go, it's a trap. The British Army are there. They're waiting for you. So there's a lot of great American military leaders over the past years. They probably don't teach them in public school anymore, and that's probably why some of the most profound words in battle are no longer repeated. But at Bastogne, when General McAuliffe was surrounded by the Germans in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was ordered to surrender, he had a one-word answer. Nuts. He's not going to surrender. Germans had to think about that for a little bit because they didn't understand the context he meant it in. But ultimately, it was exceedingly clear. No way. Do you remember like words like, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead? Very important words in American history, in American military history. Admiral Farragut. John Paul Jones. I have not yet begun to fight. And if you have that as your mindset and your heart set, there is no way an enemy is going to defeat you. What I read in those blogs reminded me of the comedy with Monty Python where the knights go up to a cave where the killer bunny is and see this horrible, dastardly killer bunny and yell, run away, run away, run away. That doesn't maintain a republic. That does not maintain liberty. So I found a quick little snippet of Popeye the Sailor Man, and it was kind of cute that I found that one by luck. It's because he's in a courtroom, and Bluto comes, smacks him, and rolls him into the wall, and he's got to eat his spinach, and he comes back powerful and hits Bluto and knocks him into a blind in the wall, and the blind was painted beforehand, so he ends up with the striped prisoner's suit inked onto his body, which I thought was very appropriate for a nation that desperately needs to drain a swamp. And then a famous leader who they gunned down for multitude of reasons. By calling attention to a well-regulated militia, the security of the nation and the right to each citizen to keep and bear arms, our founding fathers recognized the essentially civilian nature of our economy. The Second Amendment still remains an important declaration of our basic civilian-military relationships in which every citizen must be ready to participate in the defense of the country. For that reason, I believe the Second Amendment will always be important. John Kennedy. And the horrible thing about it is, after he's shot by the deep state, that they blame it on people, we the people, and say that we have to deprive you of these rights. When this deep state didn't hesitate for a minute to execute the leader of the state and take him out of the picture, and his brother, and others that came along the line in the 1960s. And after everyone was assassinated by basically what you could call a CIA or intelligence operation that even included cover-ups from J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI, to say that it's our burden, when we look and delve deep enough into the secret histories of these events, we find the evidence takes us to the shadows and corridors of power, not to the people. And that the Patsy was the ultimate tool and weapon used by these people to strip us of our liberty. We can't allow that to happen. We have to see it for what it is. When those shots are fired, when things happen, that is the problem. Daniel said yesterday about Trump and why he wasn't in Virginia. Trump was somewhere else. He was in the World Economic Forum in Davos. The money barons rule there. There used to be a conspiracy theory in the 1990s that, you know, all the rich people get together somewhere and plot strategies and plan things. Like, you know, you've got to be on glue. And that went on for years. The mainstream press wouldn't cover Davos. The only place I could read about it was in the British newspapers, and they'd have a tiny little thing, oh, Davos is next week. world leaders assemble, and that's it. You know, now it's a big media event where they all have to go and kiss the money ring and surrender to whatever power really controls this world. And Daniel Esculin let it slip in one of his shows that there's a round table that controls the destiny of all nations. They decide wars. They decide who our leaders are. They decide everything. And what we see here at Davos is they're not on the stage. When I first learned of Davos at a time when South Africa was in the brink, F.W. de Klerk would be meeting with Nelson Mandela, discussing strategy. They weren't adversaries like they are on the news. And I would have to say, in the confines of this protectorate, the gloves are off and the handshakes are being made by all the perpetrators of this facade that corporate media gives to us. They give us an illusion. They're a spin factory from top to bottom. They are the mockingbird media. They always have been. There's a great blog I put up about a media scientist many of you probably never heard of, Marshall McLuhan. He's the guy who, you know, scientifically made the media, worked for big network companies, advised President Eisenhower. So I call it Marshall McLuhan is Satan, the Prince of the Airwaves. It's very important for you to read and understand Marshall McLuhan. He was the genius of geniuses for this. And to understand his strategy gives you the weapons to deal with this. And one of the things he said is World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. And anyone who listens to or participates in Power Hour or any other alternative media knows this to be very, very true. We hear that Mike Adams is just being taken apart in many respects by forces of darkness in this guerrilla information war, where they try to prevent you from getting your opinions, views, and news to any type of mass market. It would be just the same as if they were preventing the food or the water from getting to you, because this will help maintain your freedom and the republic. And then Daniel mentioned the base, and maybe because it's a Canadian story, you haven't looked at it too much, but we had a Canadian soldier get drilled out of the military. He was just recently arrested by the FBI because he's supposed to have been involved with this group called the Base. And he didn't really do anything wrong. He didn't commit any crimes in Canada. So there was no reason for him to flee to the United States. And even if he did, that's getting yourself into deeper trouble. But he was arrested on firearms offenses down there for, you know, possession of firearms, probably as an illegal alien, and carrying them for intent to commit some sort of felony, and looking at hard time in American prison. But he was affiliated with the Base. Is he also an FBI informant or something like that? It's difficult to say, but that was one of the first things that came into my mind when all of a sudden he magically appeared on the radar here in Canada, was that he was an intelligence agent. And he's there to create something to make it all look bad for the rest of us, so that that guerrilla information war can form power and crush us, the people, into the ground. One of the other great things Marshall McLuhan said is to educate means to produce immunity against a television. Television is probably one of the greatest weapons they use against us. They shoot our brains full of garbage 24/7. Why do we listen? That's why I say the greatest way to defend ourselves, to beat this, is to change the channel, to turn off their television, their radio, their media, and turn on media like the Power Hour, because that is your liberation at hand. Feed it, support it, love it, embrace it, because that's the only way you're going to get information that is going to liberate you, emancipate you for freedom. We live invested in an electric information environment that is quite as imperceptible to us as water is to fish. Marshall McLuhan. Very, very, very important. And there's many scriptural things in that blog to tell you that media is Satan, the prince of devils, the prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air. The airwaves, my friend, that's where the prince of power is, the devil himself. And you embrace him, pay for him every time you turn on his media. And Howard Beale, the character in the movie Network, just said, turn it off. Right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you, turn it off. That is the only way. It was just like if electricity was coming into your body and electrocuting you. Removing you from the source would be one of the first things to do. Either turn off the power or, by some safe means that isn't conductive, pull you out of its grasp so you can no longer be electrocuted. In this, your mind is being taken over and subverted for very, very devious purposes. And I find that just, you know, unbelievably difficult to imagine that people do this willingly, even in spite of the fact that they're warned, that they still take this in and they can't let it go. I was shocked, too, that GCN has, I guess, disabled part of a website that all the old Power Hour shows were with. And, you know, I look at that as just a testimony, a time capsule of the truth of Joyce's work for future generations to have an ability to know health, to know what really happened in our lifetimes. It would just be like an archaeologist dug up old stones written in Sumerian, maybe at some point down the road, where the official story is poo-pooed and we have Joyce's voice telling us the truth to generations we may not even know yet. And we'll get into that a little further with a backup source on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. This is where it's at. This is the home of your freedom, of your emancipation from evil. See you on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Gallicom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Gallicom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. And we have to remind you about how we pay for the freight around here with promotions from Power Hour. We sell something that is just unavailable. I talk to so many people sometimes who are imprisoned by pharmacies and the medical mafia that exist, and they suffer so greatly. Some of them, I even see them pass away without even taking the initiative once to even try relief, God-given relief of things that are natural and good for your bodies. And it surprises me no end. But the blood is not on my hands because I try to reveal to the best of my abilities alternatives. And to have an alternative that gives you truth in news and truth in healing your bodies and helping you so that you don't have to suffer. How could it get any better? Anyway, starting January, pain-free with buy one, get one 50% off Topperson Original 2-ounce tube all-natural pain relief cream. Offer good while supplies last through the month of January. And these topical pain relievers are nirvana. I use one myself, and I find applying it at the base of the spine every morning just seems to, you know, like you don't even think about pain, really, because, you know, you're putting it at a crucial place that it's going to go and affect the rest of your body. I don't know if that's scientifically proved or not, but it works for me, and I feel a lot better for it. 20% off REM sleep. How many people take these chemicals, sleeping pills, that just mess up your brain and give you a chemical sleep that isn't a real, true, deep, proper sleep? And part of being sleep is you recharge and rejuvenate your body so it heals and gets healthy again. And products like that are what just make it for you. 10% off Strauss Heart Drops. Keep that old ticker ticking, let me tell you. And all these natural ingredients in Strauss Heart Drops clean the pipes, help you out. You know, another thing that's just, you know, very simple is baking soda and apple cider vinegar. And put that in a tumbler with water and down the hatch. And, you know, the baking soda and apple, well, I don't have to use apple cider vinegar, but vinegar, clean out your pipes. You have less need for a plumber. Flash sale, $100 at the Power Hour Mall. Get 35% off smooth oregano or cold stream while supplies last. I've been using some of that oregano on my dog because he came down with a little bit of an infection. And, you know, helping them out quite a lot. 10% off North American herb and spice. These spices are God-given. You know, Marco Polo didn't go to China to get spices or to get in the spice trade with many other companies because they didn't have anything else to do. There was no TV, but they didn't have anything else to do. No, it's because they were valuable. They were more valuable than gold because they kept you alive. Gold isn't necessarily going to keep you alive. Anyway, back at the archives, there is a source that I have known about from the past, and then it dawned on me again, was an affiliate we used to have, KCAA in Loma Linda, California, that they archived all the radio that they've ever done in their archive page. They take donations to help them along with that, but it's not the full, complete show. They only aired 2 hours. They only air, you know, recorded, save 2 hours of Power Hour, but at least it's there, and it's unedited, so there's not, like, clean cuts, like the beautiful jobs that we had from Catherine and all that sort of thing. So there'll be run-on that runs on into the next, or something carries on from before and all that sort of thing. But I listened to one, and it was May 2nd, 2011. That was the Osama bin Laden operation. Joyce was just magical. You know, late night TV, you do not stand a chance when Joyce was on. How she came up with all this material so fast, so efficiently, just one after the other, after the other, after the other, just to humiliate them into the dirt. It was beautiful. It was just classic Joyce. So what I encourage you to do is, when these things are available, is to download them onto your hard drive and have a Power Hour file. And the reason you do that is, maybe someday, a long time in the future, someone will find that hard drive and be able to get the information off it. And everything that happened in our lives, the truth, as best as we could figure it out or understand it, will be there for a future generation, almost something akin to like the Nag Hammadi Gospels. We'll know that there were other stories other than the official stories. And her voice will be saved for these future generations to tell them. Make it a hobby to do on the side. Download some of these shows or all of them. And if our archive is restored and put back, to do the same, so that there's little time capsules all over the world that may be found at some point in time. And the future will know what we did, what was important. And we are ready to offer this to the future generation, that we will be one that will give the truth, not the lies, like other generations before us. We will do our best. Remember, Joyce, what she used to say, we will not stop. And if she's ever watching down on us from her heaven, we honor you by not stopping. We will carry whatever burdens we have to carry, but we will get that truth out. There'll be no stopping us. And that is the beauty of it. That's why, you know, I so enjoy listening to Power Hour all through the years, was to know somewhere, somehow, some way, in spite of great obstacles, there was a source. And when I bought my first shortwave radio to have when I lived in the country, I stumbled on Power Hour, and I've never let go. It was just that great a thing. Anyway, we do have some news, and I am confirmed by our guest. I finally heard back from him. He is waiting in the wings to take you down some pretty dark, devious trails of CIA history. Queen Elizabeth II approves British government's Brexit bill. This is probably one of the greatest things. A lot of great scholars, far greater scholars than I am in Bible prophecy, have said that the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, is the head of the Mark of the Beast system, and it is something evil, and I've always accepted that. And basically, that's what we fought World War I and World War II over. The Germans wanted a free trade zone from Scandinavia to the Caucasus, the Greater Europa Project. They wanted all this, and we put a block in there. And by allowing it to be built, we might as well just skip World War I and World War II. Kept a lot of people alive. That's only one of the small facets of the struggle, but if we're just going to bring it in anyway, then all our people died in vain. We simply can't get in. Assange lawyer complains about lack of access to WikiLeaks founder. And this is something that, you know, troubles me. There's not a whole lot that I know what I can do about it. And knowing what they've done with political prisoners and prisoners in general that we've discussed here on Power Hour or know about in this guest that's coming up about how people were just completely just kidnapped, tortured, murdered, killed with no redress, no one ever knowing, including their own people. Frank Olson was one of their own people. And they most likely murdered him because they thought he might talk. Venezuela has the world's highest murder rate. Of course, every shooting that goes on in Venezuela doesn't make the news, of course, because they don't have a big agenda like they do in the United States, Canada, some of the other British Commonwealth countries, England, to disarm us and make us helpless. It is just a terrible, terrible, terrible shame that such evil exists in the world, that we cannot come together as good Christians and share and look after each other, that we resort right away to violence. Not all of us, of course, but a good number. And that's what makes it so imperative to have the Second Amendment, to have the right of self-defense. It is a God-given right. And the first attack on these rights was them trying to teach us there is no God. And worse, that man is God. And then we walk into this terrible, terrible, terrible trap. UN court orders Myanmar to stop Rohingya genocide. So, because the state's doing it, you know, this doesn't make the CNN late night TV talking points where they're just going to tear something apart. Say, there's a genocide happening right here, right now, as we live, breathe, and speak. But, if there's something we can do to promulgate the disarmament of Americans, that will take the headlines for days, weeks, or months, as long as we can get it going. But we'll ignore all the other deaths. So that tells me that the people who do this are evil, have an agenda and a motive, and they want to disarm us so that we'll be in the same position as the Rohingya Muslims, helpless, with a large military force crushing us to pieces. The day before I do this show is usually my day of rest because I have to work so hard before, and when I was talking to Jack, I just reminded myself of an old movie. It's amazing how things get old. You don't think 2001 is old now, but it's getting to be an old movie. And it's one that just, you know, moves you, really moves you. It was called September Dawn, came out in 2001. It's about the massacre of wagon trains. The Francher Party going to California, passing through the Utah Territory on its way, and running into a Mormon territory. And arguments go both ways all the time as man's propensity to lie carries on, saying that the Indians attacked them and slaughtered them, or that the Mormons were involved in it, because they were involved in a horrible war, too. They were run out of Missouri. Joseph Smith was murdered. It was a horrible time. And that this was, according to the movie, a payback. But one of the big things they did was they disarmed them and offered them protection. I think you know how that ended up on September 11, 1857. Men, women, children, all murdered because they trusted someone else to give them protection. And primarily we do that now with the nation state, that they're our protectors. When in reality, when we look at what they do with our next guest, that is the last group in the world you would ever want to trust with your life. If you ever put on your gun application form here in Canada even hints of what the government has done on your application form, it would never be considered. Yet the state demands to have the power of possession and control of the arms. Very, very strange world we live in, especially people who support that position. Robert Kennedy Jr. and Children's Health Defense Fund sue the FCC over wireless radiation exposure health guidelines. There's one thing I have to say about the Kennedy family is I have to admire and respect them for standing up on many issues, even on point of death, and still getting up and standing for many issues. That's one bit of history in American history, the history of the Kennedys and the sacrifices. It was Ted Kennedy who was on, you know, the commission for looking into a lot of these MKUltra abuses. And I wonder if he ever realized that it was the people that he was looking into that may very well have killed his brothers. Impeachment rules approved, but not witness testimony. This is a three-ring circus. Part of the reason it's a three-ring circus is Pelosi is using the power of state to take out a rival for a future election, which is exactly what she's accusing the president of doing. But Jesus said it very clearly, let he who is without sin and she too throw the first stone, because the people who throw the stones are usually the ones that should almost have stones thrown back at them. They're doing the same thing. Biden did something even worse when he was in the Ukraine. He removed the prosecutor who was looking into the criminality. Trump was, it was just like he just called the authorities there and said, can you look into this? There may be a crime. But doesn't mean they're going to do anything about it. They're just looking into it. If there is no crime, nothing happens. If there is a crime, well, then something will happen. But then we shouldn't be putting into public office someone who's committing crimes like that, because those are high crimes, even if they were committed somewhere else. Three Americans killed in a plane crash while fighting Australia's wildfires. And it's like I said before, there is no greater sacrifice than one who gives his life, her life, for the brethren. And this is the same sort of thing, that you go to help your neighbors and you give your life. It just brings tears to the eyes that there are good people like that, and they don't even think for a minute about the risks or the dangers. They just do their duty, and they did their duty. New York to force stores to accept cash. Isn't that amazing? I thought it was legal tender. Legal tender is legal tender. That means you can't refuse it. It's legal. And it's also beautiful because it's not Mark of the Beast. Maybe Federal Reserve crap, but it's not Mark of the Beast. And everything is moving so that we have robotics. This is, you heard the commercial about the book about the future and the aliens and such like that. I wrote a blog called The War of the Multiverse, and I suggest you go onto my website, conspiracy-com, and read that over many, many times and get the gist of what's coming. It's in your Bible. We fight not against flesh and blood, but what else can it be? It's the Silicon Life. That's what came out of Roswell. It was a Trojan horse to make the Silicon Life masters of our destiny, masters of our lives, to turn us into it. That's the whole crux of the matter, where you're being forced into this gender gobbledygook, is because robots don't have gender. They may look like they have gender, but they're not. They're gender neutral because they're a machine, and ultimately they want us to be the machine. Part of the whole concept of Gottlieb, the CIA, and MKUltra was to get control of your mind. That has never stopped. It is still the agenda. Elon Musk says it very, very clearly, that they want to put your mind in the cloud. Very important. Very important. Amazon asked court to pause Microsoft's work on Pentagon's Jedi contract, Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Cloud, because that's where it's all at, baby. And when Jesus comes back, he rises with those that remain to free the dead in the clouds. Those type of clouds, not the big white billowy ones. But we couldn't understand that before because it wasn't that close. It is that close. This is the time of Jacob's troubles. We are on it now, and we have to do something about it. We have to become informed and make sure that we do not put in control of the levers of the state those that wish to do us harm. And as soon as they trample away from the Constitution, we know they mean to do us harm. Trump removes pollution controls on streams and wetlands. Well, I definitely don't believe in the sky is falling Greta Thunberg, but I do believe I like my world to be clean the way God made it. I remember on canoe trips with my father, the beauty of just being able to dip your cup in a river, pull out the water, and drink it, and it was just nirvana. Everyone should be able to experience beautiful, clean water like that. So Greta is in trouble with the U.S. Treasury Secretary saying she should study economics. They don't care about economics. They are elements of destruction to destroy the nation state, the power of we the people, and turn it over into some global UN gobbledygook power structure that will dominate every facet of our lives through artificial technology like the Google cities, where the big computer will tell you through the machine that, you know, your heat goes on, it goes off, you all have to march in unison like another brick in the wall, all the students, you know, marching in the videos from some of these old rock songs or the old movie Metropolis, the same thing. We're all to be robots controlled by some master force that may be at Davos with the president laughing behind our backs. Chinese cities cancel New Year celebrations, travel ban widens. How many times have we heard this? It's another one of the sky is falling things. You know, I'm sorry somebody died in China, but I turn on my morning news, a country with over a billion people in it. Someone died. Well, in my little sphere of people, it isn't too great. You know, there's lots that went down with pneumonia, and some people have died in our hospitals here in Toronto. Maybe because they took this vaccine for pneumonia. I haven't asked any of them because they went through horrible, horrible circumstances, and some of them barely survived with their lives. So I don't feel it right at this point in time to ask them if they took the vaccine. I just prayed for them, and I'm glad that they survived. And that's just a small little group. It's over a billion people there. You could pick some weird, bizarre death. Maybe the Monty Python ones where, you know, someone dies from having live pelicans shoved down their throat until the beaks come out of their elbows. There may be more deaths like that than there are from this. This is a giant scarerism, worldwide scarerism project to stop the free movement of people and subjugate us to more police state controls over something that has probably been fabricated. The other big thing about this coronavirus, it's not like we're scientists and we have a lab or something like that, but for some of the things that I have in my cupboard, I'd almost love to put these things under a microscope and torment the little bugs with them and see what happens with that big bottle of colloidal silver Power Hour sent me. Put that in my dog's water, too. He likes that. It's helping him with his little cough that he's had. And see what it does. Another classic one is DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. It's supposed to be like the wonder fuel. A cardiac doctor wrote about this in his book. I can't even remember all the things it's good for. It's good for, like, everything. And that's something to look up and look at his book and see what it talks about, what it does. And subject these little coronaviruses to DMSO and just watch them dissolve into my Petri dish. And no, there's nothing to fear. The only reason I have to fear is because I don't have the weapons to fight. Or what great herbs are at my disposal to win the battle for me that God gave me from the Garden of Eden right at the outset, that we're not told about, that are not talked about, and poo-pooed if we dare, when in fact they work. I've seen miracles like that. I was talking to a chap that's new to my employer who's very religious, and we got into some heavy conversations, and I remember, it's so long ago, like you forget things, but I remember being in the hospital with a very painful illness myself. It took me a couple of days to get that I could walk again, and going for my first trip, walking through the wards, and I go through the TV room, and there's a woman there with a baby on a stretcher, cart on IV, completely unresponsive. The woman's crying. So what's wrong? Her child has some type of upper respiratory infection. Her other child had it, and she passed away. And she's worried they're going to lose this one, too. Well, right away, the gloves come off. Do you pray? Yes. Okay, well, we all pray together. And then God convicted me to say, limp back to your room and get one of the essential oils you always take with you to the hospital that you used in all the guys who were sick and some of them who were going to die that got better, and bring it to help the baby. But on the way, he said, don't use that one, which was hyssop oil. It was one man that was close to death. The lawyers were there, the family, the working out the estate. I anointed him with hyssop oil. He recovered. One night he keeps me awake coughing, and the next night snoring, but at least he was alive. God told me to use myrrh. But you know the baby Jesus story. Those are the most important things around: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Colloidal gold is something you can take and put in your body to heal it, strengthen it, and make it better. We anointed this child with myrrh. We prayed over her. She recovered within minutes. Minutes. Climbed off this cot, jumped on her mother's lap, and then did what a young child can be anytime, to be a pain in the butt, jumping all over the place like a little bean from Mexico. And the next day she was running through the ward, pulling her IV cart, and her grandmother could barely catch her. So if God convicts you for healing, heal. Do it. He gave us these weapons to fight diseases for a reason, that we don't have to live in fear. We have the power. We just have to use it. And we have the power hour to set us free. The ultimate emancipation proclamation for all of us who participate. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. God bless you all. And on the other side, Stephen Kinzer, author of some great books, including Poisoner in Chief.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.